West Liberty University announced the selection of a new president this week. Stephen Greiner is currently the president of Hazard Community and Technical College in Kentucky, but he will take over as president of West Liberty in January. Greiner originally hails from Weirton, West Virginia. In fact, it was his sister, a Northern Panhandle area resident and West Liberty alum, who brought the presidential search to his attention. Greiner says he wasn't interested at first.
And then I said, why wouldn't I want to be here? This was the very first college campus I ever visited and set foot on. Maybe it's time that I serve the area where I grew up.
The West Liberty Board of Governors selected Greiner unanimously. He has 14 years' experience as a college president and 19 years as a professor. West Liberty professor Peter Staffel says he and many of the other faculty applaud the choice.
We were nervous as a faculty that we had a short time to do this search and advertise it. And the final four they brought to us, each was would have been a good president, I think, but each brought very different things. And he brought the most, I think, without question. I think he was the best candidate.
Greiner is stepping into a position fraught with financial challenges, but he says it's the same reality for presidents all over the country.
And so we're seeing reduced state funding all around. I'm experiencing the same thing right now. But when you approach funding as a team and you involve conversations with everyone and all the stakeholders, then it's amazing the kinds of ideas that employees and students and faculty will come up with.
Greiner was selected from a pool of 40 applicants during a search that began 7 months ago. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in West Liberty.